views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Karen Benton, and I'm honored to be a guest host on Colette Steffen Show every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour as we explore cutting-edge stories, information, and experiences to assist you in igniting the capacity within you to resolve life's conflicts and challenges. The shift happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, live on the airwaves, and podcasts are available for every show. The work we explore in these shows is intended to enliven within each listener their own capacity to create and experience transformation. Repeated listening to the podcast has been reported to be a powerful gateway for change. We invite you to call in live with comments, questions, or shares. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. Together, we can transform life's conflicts and challenges into possibilities and potentials with ease and fun. I am so honored to introduce my guest today, who got me going back into New York City to do the work that I have not been back in New York and Manhattan since my days of working in the hospitals. Paula is founder and director of Reflection Center for Conscious Living and Yoga and the internationally renowned Reflections Yoga Teacher Training Program. Paula Tursi has been working with alternative healing practices in New York City and internationally for over 20 years. Paula developed Reflections Yoga as a way to integrate what she found most inspiring in other practices with her own personal truth. There, she offers yoga, meditation, and counseling as a way to facilitate structure, guidance, and a more conscious lifestyle. Her classes are a candid blend of artful alignment and attention cues targeted to your body, mind, and heart. Stay tuned, because later on we'll be offering a special offer to try a free class at Reflections Yoga Studio in Manhattan. Paula, thank you so much for joining us. It's such an honor to have you here for the hour where we get to, even I'm learning more about you just from your bio, which is so fun. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm so good, and thanks for having me.
Yeah. I always love to sort of go back as we sort of explore these rich, vibrant expressions of our true nature. You know, a little bit later on in life, you know, you and I are both not in our 20s. And I love to explore the, you know, how did you get here, right? How did, what happened to you? Where did you start off that led you to opening such a vibrant gift to your community in Manhattan that pulls in people from all walks of life to explore different aspects of themselves?
Well, that, you know, that's
a loaded question.
It is the question, right? Because you started with, you know, your true nature. And I think that's where I've been very lucky, is that the path to my true nature has had a really forceful pull and for the most part been pretty clear to me. I started as a school teacher and psychologist. That's what I was for a couple of years in my younger days. And then quite quickly, I got involved in yoga just by happenstance. You know, this is the kismet of things. I was walking down the street, found integral yoga, walked in, started to practice, and then wound up in their teacher's training, never expecting to teach yoga. I was a psychologist. I was a school teacher. I taught special education. It just wasn't in the plan or in my head, the plan of my own head. But things, the universe has a different path for us sometimes. And if we're open, it gets really clear and we get that beautiful pull and then we are exactly where we should be. And so I started there in my 20s and, it just kept evolving where I wound up quitting my school teaching job, dropping out of my PhD and calling my mother and saying, "Hey, Mom, I'm going to be a yoga teacher." And she was like, "What? What are you, crazy?" And, it was a huge leap of faith. It just didn't make sense in anyone's mind. And when I thought about it logically, it didn't make sense in my own mind, but I couldn't help but do it. Mm. And so that's where I wound up, running retreats all over the world, starting the teacher's training, and then eventually opening Reflections, which was also made no sense. We opened Reflections in 2009 when the world was collapsing, right? It was a big crash. And I decided I was going to open a 5,000 square foot yoga studio in the middle of Manhattan. And I literally, Karen, had to stop calling people and shut off the radio and the news so that I could get through it. Because everyone was like, "Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Are you crazy? You don't know how to run a business." I didn't know how to run a business. It's true. I learned on the fly. But I knew it was just, I knew it had to happen. So I had to close out all the fear voices and get really connected to my heart, my soul, whatever we want to name it, and just follow that path. And that's the path of my true nature. There's no doubt in my mind that this is what I'm meant to be doing, is sharing this work and kind of explaining just that. Like, how do we get to where we believe we should be when there are all these fear voices around us telling us something different?
Yeah. And I think, I just love hearing your story because I just got back from Italy on this amazing retreat. And when people hear what I do, the number one question, young women is like, "How did you make the transition?" And I love, what you were saying is that you get these feedbacks that say, "Oh, you're nuts, don't do it." And to me, it's like almost this hilarious flag that says you're on your right path to your true nature if everybody thinks you're nuts.
Right. It's true in a way. Yes. Yeah.
As we all sort of develop these sort of ideas of what feels safe. And so much of that is breaking through it. And you moved your studio, right? Didn't you used to be in the Times Square area and then you moved up to or down?
Yeah. Which is another crazy story, right? Because I was pregnant, about 8 or 9 months pregnant. And we found out that building was closing. Now, mind you, another story of following the flow. I had my son at 50. So also people were like, "That doesn't make sense." People don't do that, Paula. And I was like, "Yeah, but I do."
I have chills. Paula, that's so inspiring. It really is. Oh my goodness. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt. I really do have chills everywhere.
Yeah. So I, I was 49 and the studio was needing to close and I had a big old belly and a really great real estate person who was like, "You need to see this space. You really shouldn't close. This is a perfect spot for you." And I was like, "I think I just need to be a mom and not have the stress for a while." And she was like, "No, you need to see this space." And of course you walk in and you're like, "Oh my God, this is our space." So, so we moved down. We're in Kips Bay Gramercy now. And, I literally was picking the colors of the rooms while having contractions in the hospital.
Wow. I never realized the timing of what that was. Wow.
Yeah. Our doors opened pretty soon after Otter was born. Yeah, like a couple weeks.
Talk about being in the throes of creation, right?
Right.
Two new lives coming to fruition through into the physical world, right? You said you can't do it all.
No, right. You can. I mean, I think if you're not in your head and you just allow for the following, things are quite easy because you get led so clearly, but we get very stuck in our minds. And that, you know, ultimately to me, being stuck in my mind is stuck in my fear. Yeah. And when we are choosing fear, and I've come to understand this even more clearly recently, is that when I'm choosing fear, and forgive my metaphors, but I was brought up Catholic, right? So I'm going to use those classic metaphors because they are making sense to me in the moment, but it isn't at all what I mean in reality. So when I'm in fear, it's kind of like the devil's voice pulling me away from the ultimate possibility, the complete expansion, like the best possible, beautiful, free, loving world that I can be in. And when I walk in that direction, all of a sudden, this voice of fear, which sometimes I call the devil's voice, like pulls me away from it. Says, you can't do that. It's not possible. This is a bad idea. And it just keeps upping the ante of fear each time I get closer to the possibility. And so I think that's the kind of the line that we're walking. Like when I opened my first studio, I was petrified. Mm-hmm. And I had to not listen to that because I knew there was something bigger for me. And it was very scary. So like, no one wants to hear this. We all want to hear that it's going to be easy and beautiful and blissful. But when you're doing something big, when you're really taking that leap, there's a moment where you're breathless.
Yeah.
And then you have to keep going because the other side of breathless is euphoria.
Yeah. And perhaps they require each other to exist.
They do, right? Right? You have to get through that. You have to choose this beautiful expansion.
Which I think part of that bit of being, you know, on the planet for a little over 40 years is you start to suddenly... Right. What it sounds like I'm hearing from you is you start to recognize that breathlessness rather than being an indication that you should turn back as an invitation that can be an opportunity on the horizon. Yeah. You're going for, you know, your true nature, and which is, you know, like you said, always changing, right? Like you opened it at the worst time, and then, you know, you had to leave the place of home and security of your first studio at what would, you know, on paper be the worst time, and move to, you know, a huge leap of faith into another community, which is when I kind of walked into your life, I think, and started to, you know, come to reflections, which, although I did go to the Times Square one a few times for different kind of classes, but this one just has such an amazingly beautiful feel from the moment you walk into it, and you start to breathe differently, you know, which is a credit to you and all that you've put into it, and all those breathless moments that the space. Well, as always, time starts to go fast, and so I think right here would be a great time to take a little break, and we'll come on back, and I want to talk to you more about, Paula, about this, you know, this idea of business and, you know, you need a 6-step plan and how you balance that with the heart, which doesn't usually allow us to have a 6-step plan, clearly, right? Like your life is not, or it makes you abolish those 6-step plans and kind of leap into the faith. Anyway, so fabulous. We will be back. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Karen Benton, and my guest is Paula Tursey. And when we return, we'll continue with this amazing conversation. Please call in if you feel called to comment, to share, to question, to just join us. We love it. 1-800-930-2819. And we'll make some conflicts and challenges shift right into possibilities and potentials.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am a host every third Wednesday of the month in this fabulous show that Colette created. My guest today is Paula Tursi, esteemed owner of the Reflection Center for Conscious Living and Yoga in Manhattan. And before we continue, Paula, could you please share your contact information with our audience?
Sure. Well, the website is reflectionsyoga.com. And yes, that would be the best way to just see what's going on. You know, the studio's got a ton of things happening, from things for kids to things for seniors. You name it, it happens at Reflection. So you can just kind of peruse the website. And also, if you connect to our Instagram or our Facebook, we're always doing events kind of by the moment. So it's good to find us there, again, at reflectionsyoga.com.
Fantastic. Do you have any exciting opportunities coming up in the near future that that you would recommend people to sort of tune their eye to when they go onto the website? Because like you said, there is so many available opportunities. What would you highlight?
Well, there's one I'm super excited to be teaching starting this Saturday. There's a series of five meditations, which are really kind of the old-fashioned teacher-student talk that leads into meditation. So it's all by donation. You do have to sign up so we can send you the link to get on. But basically, I've been doing a lot of pretty deep meditations with some amazing teachers, and I'm getting lots of insights. So I wanted to be able to just share that with people in the forum of a meditation. So people will ask, I'll answer, asking questions kind of like what we're talking about. It's like, you know, what is it that's stopping me from living my nature? What's blocking me from this life I know I'm supposed to be living? And I think it's fear, but fear has many different costumes. So we just explore that quite a bit. And then with the information, we sit in meditation. It's all online, so anyone can take it. It's going to be on Zoom.
Okay.
So anyone, anywhere can sit for it. They just need to register.
Oh, so you like be kind of like a group community online.
Yeah.
How long is it for?
It's 5 weeks, and the meditation, the session is in, I say an hour and a half. It's just going to depend. It wouldn't go longer than an hour and a half. It might be a little shorter, but we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Okay, great. And so that everyone can find out that information on the website.
Yes.
Fabulous. Well, great. So if we're going back to what we were speaking about, you know, which is, you know, it's interesting. I have a highlight on here to speak a little bit about transitioning from traditional science, which, you know, as a, you have your master's degree from Hunter College and you studied psychology, to sort of this mind-body work, which I would also maybe even infer that involves a big expression of the heart. How do you balance between, you know, the structure that's necessary to run a business and the callings of the heart, you know, that sort of say, oh, you know, that 6-point idea of what we needed to do this morning just needs to be blown away.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the ultimate in being in the moment, right? You know, you all best laid plans. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, oftentimes, you know, even when you're teaching a yoga class, you come in with, you know, an idea of what you want to teach, sometimes a script. And then, you know, people show up with many different elements and you're like, oh, I can't teach that at all because they're not even able. So I have to, I have to meet people where they're at. And that's very true as an entrepreneur, is that you have to meet people where they're at. You can't come in with your agenda because you're working with organic beings. So you don't want to impose on people. You kind of want to unite people. Mm-hmm. And that was my fatal flaw in the beginning. I thought, you know, as a woman, I thought I had to run my business as if I were, or what I perceived the male energy to be, which was very aggressive and to the point. And my predecessor, I bought Reflections from someone, she ran the company very much like that. And for me, it just failed because it wasn't my nature. And people kind of walked away and said, ugh, this, I don't like how this feels. And so when I started to kind of embody the feminine, which is me, it made more sense. There was, you know, there's structure and there's clarity around it, but it's also a receptive feeling. You're also making space for where people are at in any moment. And our community is like that too. Like, it's not just a yoga community. There are many different ways to follow your inspiration around spirituality. And so I really needed Reflections to be a reflection of all of it. Like, anything you can imagine is happening there, because I think that no one should decide what your path is. Your path has to come from your heart, and you have to have the courage to trust that. And so we wanted people who had that courage to have a place to practice. So I don't tell you, you have to be a vegan, or you have to do this kind of yoga or chant in this way, or even do yoga at all. You know, there's so many other ways to become one with the divine. Mm-hmm. And we just keep, you know, expanding the offerings as I discover them and as people come to our door and say, hey, you know, we would like to do this. We want to do a cacao ceremony. We want to practice naked yoga. We want a place to learn how to be conscious parents. We want, seniors are really, you know, in a beautiful moment now, and they're coming in our doors in bigger numbers, when before, you know, these kinds of places weren't so available to them because of the physicality. And we've made it possible for them to have a place to create their community. Because that's what's important to me, is that people just find their way to consciousness.
That really is beautiful. And sort of gives that meaning of reflection, right? Like, your life is always reflecting back to you. Well, there's that statement, right? That it's reflecting back to you, you know, maybe what you believe. But the beauty of that is that you have the possibility to change that in any moment, which is, you know, sort of, I feel like what you're saying, you know, that you, in that moment when you were running the business in a way that didn't feel, you know, felt like it was someone else's, it kind of reflected that back to you.
Right.
You know, the community didn't necessarily reflect what they didn't feel. You know, they noticed, you noticed, and then you got, went in, right? And kind of, okay, so if I were really true to myself, how would I run this? And wow, what a gorgeous gift to the world.
And that's the symptom too. You want to look for the symptoms. You know, the symptom of me not being in alignment with my true nature was that it was really bumpy, and I wasn't getting a clear path. And when you're not getting a clear path, that is a symptom of not necessarily trying harder, but finding a way to align with what feels good and joyous in your soul. that's what we're meant to do.
Yeah, beautiful. And I love it. You say, like, and do, so many of us, including me, right? Like that, meaning trying harder is sort of my, is my thing that I'm always like, oh, there I am again, trying harder, yeah. Tail it back a little bit. But this idea also, what I hear you saying is like, we often think that when things are not the way we want them to be, that there's an indication that something's wrong. And perhaps you're saying, it's not that at all. Yeah.
Yeah. It's more about, you know, so I'll sometimes sit with myself and be like, Paula, maybe you should try harder because this seems really easy. Because what reflects to me is that you can't, if this is easy and you're having so much fun, something's wrong, right? That you're not trying hard enough. And I'm like, no, let them do what they want to do because I really like how this feels. And I think when we're on the right path, it really just is easy. There's no effort to be there. It's, you are in perfect alignment.
That's so powerful, right? There's so many old messages that tell us it shouldn't be easy that are sort of under the surface. So yeah. Well put. Like even from, I mean, and again, not against the Catholic religion is this beautiful thing for, you know, but for me, a lot of times I did hear the message of it should be harder from lots of different menus. And again, that's not a bad message because sometimes it is inviting us to change harder, but sometimes, boy, we can. And this is the word I wrote down and highlighted that you use that I love, a version of reflections, but you said receptive. You know, the feminine energy is receptive. And that, you got to take a breath around that for a moment. It's so powerful, right? Receiving. Can we receive? You know, and that's sort of what you're saying. If things are easy, can we receive that is our true nature and our true potential?
And that's the general flow. And this is not just of the feminine. This is for everyone. It's that the path is out there for us. All we have to do is open to receive it. And we're so busy in mind state where we're producing and putting out and controlling and controlling and controlling. And so we are missing the expansiveness of things to work through our very small linear mind. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
For me, that's a really big message, is when I'm really linear and focused in my mind, I'm trying to do things singularly for myself. And when I can let that go and open up, there is a feeling of being led, which is scary because I'm not in control.
Right.
But if I can get past that little moment of anxiety, it feels like anxiety to me, I'm like, oh my God, this is so much cooler than anything I could have come up with. That's when you're really in the flow. And reflections is that. I never dreamed about reflections. Like it happened. And I'm like, this is so amazing. And it's just because I really sat with a whole lot of anxiety and opened up to what I was getting. And it's, you know, it is what it is now, right? It serves so many people. But my small mind couldn't have imagined that for myself.
Ooh, I love that. Well, it's time to take another break. It's funny. And I think when you mentioned linear mind, for me, that brings up the, I need to fix it. You know, that there, right. that puts me in my linear mind. And I love the sort of reframing or additional stories that could be what's happening in addition to there being something wrong. Okay, well, we'll be right back. Please feel free to call in if you feel so moved to do that. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be moving possibilities and potentials and expanding and continuing on this conversation. See you in a bit.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Karen Benton, and I am a regular host for Colette on the third Wednesday of every month, and I have the fabulous, gorgeously spoken, inspiring Paula Tersey here with me, who is the owner, founder, and director of Reflection Center for Conscious Living and Yoga in New York City. We have been discussing, it's hard to summarize in one little area, but, you know, a lot of this sort of discrepancy around fear and uncomfortableness as a natural pathway to expansion. And Paula has shared with us many of the experiences that have been an integral, what one would say might have held her back from sharing her dream with the world, and how she, you know, moved through that from, you know, the timing being off of when her studio needed a new home, to leaving behind a career that made sense and was logical and was safe, into exploring what really made her heart sing, to opening the space that she currently runs in Manhattan and sharing with the world her gift. And on the break, I was sort of, Paul and I were talking about, she spoke of integral yoga, and I remember that place, you know, from years ago when I was still a nurse practitioner at Columbia Presbyterian. I feel like I might even have been pregnant with my first, who's 18 at this point. And I remember walking through there, and I was sort of saying, I don't even think I actually ever took a class there. I used to go and just walk around, and the smells and the feeling and that visceral sense, and how someone like Paula, who has then brought her dreams to life to provide a space for all of us to even just open up a seed of potential that doesn't make sense for us, but maybe enlivening what we're really here to do, is such a gift to the world. And this idea of holding back on that, you know, how dare you hold back on your dreams, because the world needs you. And I love sharing stories with people like Paula, who continue to blow through those really uncomfortable moments to share with the world the gifts that we all are seeking. And so, Paula, thank you for everything, you know, and all those little moments. Humanity is needing more and more of this. And I hope the community that is listening feels the potential within themselves to explore that same bit. So, you know, the other piece of this is you have this internationally renowned yoga teacher training program, which is officially called the Reflections Yoga Teacher Training Program. Tell us a bit about that and your unique heart, should you say, or however you would describe what you bring to that opportunity for all those who are feeling called to perhaps dip their toe into yoga. Is this the kind of program that is for that?
Well, yeah, yes and no. Well, it depends on what you're looking for, right? So for me, the asana practice, which is important, isn't the most vital to the program. It's more your own self-exploration. You know, how can we sit before people? Because I take the title of yoga teacher to be a very important one. And so how can I sit before people and not have done any of my own exploration? So there's a lot of that in the training where we kind of meditate and talk about things and look at ourselves from a deeper lens, let's say. And then the asanas support that. And there is a lot of asana work because the channel, the vessel, right, our body needs to be clear and open and to receive. But I think a lot of people approach yoga teachers trainings to be able to like put both feet behind their heads or do this, you know, incredible handstand in the middle of the room. And that's just not our goal. Our goal is to create a whole person and invite all the limbs of yoga into the process instead of getting stuck just on asana. So it's, you know, some people just want that and that's where they are. And that's a gorgeous thing too, but it's just not how this training is taught. I've been teaching it in Costa Rica for many years, but now that my son's a little older, I'm teaching it in New York City, and we have one starting in October. It's a five weekend training, one a month. And I'm really excited for the kind of the new format of it and being able to welcome in people who don't have the ability to leave their job for a month. And just so they're able to just take one weekend a month and join us. But and, you know, and it is a new format for me. So I'm really excited to see how it turns out.
So ultimately, if you take this program, you would be a certified yoga teacher at the end of it. Is that
you would? Yeah. Yep. We're Yoga Alliance certified. So you'll, you know, you'll be the real deal at the end.
Wow. And what kind of yoga would you be certified to teach? Or is there not?
I don't think a Yoga Alliance cares so much. We teach a hatha and slow flow based yoga. So that's what you'll be trained in. We're very alignment based. So just kind of thinking about how to help people learn how to live in their bodies, how to move their bodies, how to connect in their bodies is the focus, not, you know, how many flows you can do, but how do you organize your upper body with the lower body. So I come from a movement background. So a lot of that is incorporated in it is first I need to know how to move. And then I kind of more organically find the asana. But people are very tangled in their body these days, right? Because we're not asked to move so much, right? We're sitting at desks, right? We're very stationary and stagnant. So literally I've spent time teaching people how to release their elbows because their elbows are bent.
Right.
Or they're, you know, I release those hip flexors because I've been sitting for so long. So that has been the progression of things is that we have to get people in their bodies and then we can teach them the asana. So that is how it's taught.
So it's almost like the body, you know, and its tightness might be reflecting something underneath it. And you're going to address that as well in this training.
Yeah, huh? That's for real. Sure.
So what would you say about someone who was unsure about wanting to even teach yoga, but was drawn to the experience?
Well, you know, when I did my training at Integral Yoga, that's where I started, I had no desire to teach. It really was, I was fascinated by this. There was something that called me and I was just going to explore it. Another one of those leaps of faith, right? So it was like, I'm going to do this. Like, I know nothing about it, but this is amazing. And so I joined the teacher's training and I wasn't even done with the training yet. And they already had me teaching. So obviously, right, there was some...
Yeah.
Deeper calling there. But people are asking, you know, I can't do all the poses, Paula. I'm like, it doesn't matter. This is so much bigger than doing all the poses. It's, you know, teaching you how to be a whole and complete person. So yeah. If you're interested in that, then this is why you should take the training and not worry so much that, you know, your downward dog is a little clunky or you're petrified to be in a handstand or a headstand. Like, that doesn't really matter. It's about creating totality in you.
And that you could be a yoga teacher even if you can't be a pretzel?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Because most of the people that we teach can't be pretzels either. So
I say that because I did yoga for a lot of years, and I was a super tight person who really found an amazing opening in it. But it's funny, there's a lot of people that hold back their desire, right, to explore it because they feel that they're not appropriate for that. So would you say there are people in your trainings that don't, that use it as a personal development and don't actually teach yoga?
Yep. There's usually a good portion of the people who just feel like they got a lot more than they had bargained for, and that they don't really need to teach. And I would also say that my signature class, the thing that I designed from the bottom up, was the bare bones basics class. And that's our most populated class because people get a lot out of that. And people are really starting there. They're not ready to go into a flow class. They have no business being in a flow class. And so in the bare bones basic, we break everything down. So that also becomes the foundation of the teaching, is how do I start someone from the ground up? Because if I can do that, I can teach anything. If I understand the developmental movement patterns in a particular pose, then I can teach anyone.
And I think it's a lot like what you were saying, right? That you've done the work. And so therefore, as a teacher, you can do the simplest pose, or you can lead your students to do the simplest pose, and they get that much out of it, more out of it even, because of the work that you have done that leads them, just from your energy blueprint, which you can get even from this interview. You know, what you bring to the plate as a teacher just moves through to the students, and then the pose becomes less important, and it's more about just the experience. Maybe even community, right? Like,
yeah. I'm very big on community, for sure. You know, that's why Reflections became what it was, right? It's a center for conscious living, because to me, it's very hard to do what we're doing if we don't have people supporting us. If we don't have people speaking our language, right? If we're constantly just getting the reflection of the masses, which, you know, if we're being honest, seem a little confused these days, right? And pretty scared. And so I need someone who talks my language so that I can continue to develop that way.
Well, we're going to take another break, but I want to come back and talk more about this community piece. I do think there's so much in there, and the in-person community has a, well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. So, it's so powerful. So this is Karen Betton, and I am the guest host every third week of the month. And I have Paula Tersey here with me, and we've been talking about her amazing, studio that is so much more than yoga, and the opportunities that were available to her by pursuing her dreams, exploring the often sort of shadowy things that come up right before we're about to emerge into a deeper expression of our true nature. And please feel free to call in if you have any questions, 800-930-2819. And otherwise, we will be right back on The Truth is Funny.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have Paula Tersey here with me, and we've been exploring all sorts of powerful little tidbits around entrepreneurship, following your truth, leaning into the discomfort as a potential opportunity and possibility in your life rather than an indication of a roadblock. And Paula has been sharing all of her experiences of exploring this in her own life. And then all the little tidbits that go along with bringing to life your dreams. And for Paula, that is this beautiful place in New York City called the Reflections Center for Conscious Living and Yoga. And through that, she birthed a child and then a second child, which is the yoga teacher training program. And she has described the beautiful framework that she uses in creating this unique teacher training program that integrates the whole person. And through that, you know, we continue to sort of dance around and exploring this piece of structure, which I would say, Paula, would be the pose. Yeah. And then sort of the things that come up when we're in structure that are not necessarily signs that we should turn back, but have possibly signs like, yeah, let me ask you that. So someone's in a pose, right? Just even downward dog. And it feels really, really uncomfortable. This could be a metaphor for life. What would be your first cues for that person?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's uncomfortable because we're in resistance. Right. And so we are meant to be flow, right? We're meant to be completely integrated as a being. And we're in some resistance pattern, whether it be neurologically or mentally, or it's kind of the same thing anyhow. Right. And so it's in surrendering to that. But what we do is get more afraid and create more contraction around it. The letting go is a very hard thing to do. It's a very scary place to be to truly let go. And so we're kind of working that edge. So we're just seeing how wedded we are to control versus surrender. That's what each pose is teaching us. Like, how close are we to the core of completely letting go, or how far are we from that? And that pain is the indicator of that.
And all that in one little pose.
In any singular pose, right? You can explore that completely if you get quiet enough. Yeah.
And so there you are. You're getting like the opportunity to move.
Mm-hmm.
The guidance from a teacher to hold space for whatever arises when you are moving. And then doing that in community, which is where we first started to, you know, or not first, where we were getting to right before the break. Share with me more, you know, about what you feel the power of community is for you in your life and what you offer Manhattan as an island.
Yeah, so it's essential if you're going to do this work. Again, because we get so many opposing messages. And so we think we're crazy. And if we don't have people around us saying, you know, no, this actually is the truth. This is really more of the truth than that. We need that support to continue to grow, to continue to evolve, to choose a different path. It's a really brave individual who can do it on their own. So, I designed, like, one of the things that is in Reflections, right, is this huge space for sitting and conversation. And people are like, well, that doesn't make any sense because that space doesn't bring you any money, right? It's, you know, square footage and how much money do you make per square foot, especially in Manhattan. And I'm like, you know, so there is, you just come and hang out and drink free tea there, right? And to me, that was the most important part. In each studio I had, there was a kitchen and a living room so that you could feel like you're in a healing home. And that's by design. So community to me is everything. You need the support. I need the support. I need to be able to go there and see people who feel and think and vibrate the way that I do.
Beautiful. That's a such a gift for all of us to sort of to remember that, you know, even if we're feeling alone and like we don't belong or whatever, all those different storylines that pop up, that just sitting in a space may be exactly what you need to sort of spark that light that guides you to take the next space, you know, the next step in whatever it might be. And we're gifted with people like you that have taken the time to bring that unseen potential into a physical space in the craziness of what Manhattan offers us. And it is sometimes, I also teach at your amazing space. And when you walk outside and you see the traffic go by, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, what? that's that other side of the world, which is just as important, right? We're here to explore all
part
potentials.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we need to sort of balance out the crazy with a little overindulgence in the non-crazy or in the beingness or in the sitting in the pose. And I love your descriptions of yoga and how it integrates those two aspects of the human. Just for the rest of the community to know, Paula has been named one of Well and Good's top 5 meditation teachers, and she is a contributing author on the book Happy Gut with Dr. Vincent Pedre? How do you say that? Pedre?
Pedre,
yeah. So, as always, this is such an enlivening opportunity to just sit and hear people's experiences. Paula has a very special offer for our listeners for her studio. If you would share what that is.
Sure. We'd love everyone to come and take a class. I feel like once you get into the space, you'll realize that it's your home. And so there's a promo code. If you go online and you sign up for a class, if you use the word together, funny truth. So it's all one word and there's no capitals, funny truth. That's for a free class. And Karen, you're teaching there. What day are you? It's Wednesday,
today,
right?
Today, I'm getting on the train right after we have to come into your studio and teach at 1:45 p.m. for all you afternooners out there.
Yeah, and it's Franklin Method, which is not yoga asana, but that's the thing, right? I started taking Franklin Method and I thought, oh, this is brilliant. This is so brilliant. And so I wanted to have that there. And so I'm so lucky to have you teaching there. But any class that you'd like, a bare bones basic, a flow class, lots of possibilities, just peruse the yoga schedule and use the promo code Funny Truth.
Oh, fabulous. And then they get to try out a free class to explore that. So it's always such a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. A big, big thank you to Paula for taking time out of your incredibly busy yet present experience in your life to share exactly how you got where you are. And I know in that space, we're inviting many, many other people to sort of follow that little spark of light that says, I might be able to give this a go, even though my mind's saying, no, you're crazy, because that's where the magic happens.
Right. And that's the meditation on Saturdays. I hope people do take advantage of it because it's totally by donation. And we're talking about these topics. It's live. So they'll be able to ask questions and create a supportive group there as well.
Yeah. And so community can happen online, right? You don't even have to leave your house, especially when led by such a powerhouse in the integration field of what's available to all of us. So thank you so much for Paula. And so again, give us a website.
It's reflectionsyoga.com.
Okay, great. And I am Karen Betten, and you can reach me at Karen Betten, BETTEN.com. And thank you to Carter and to, you know, the growing community we have here of just meeting in this sort of non-physical space to share our stories, our experiences, and light each other up and offer ourselves the potential to turn any conflict or challenge into an opportunity, even if it's an uncomfortable asana, right, Paula?
Yes.
So thank you again. And Colette will be back next week, and I will be back in August with a very powerful scientist, Dr. Manjeer Samantha Lawton, where we'll be exploring sort of the merging of mysticism and science. And a big thank you again to Paula, and look forward to connecting in the future. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.